A victory for Republicans in Alabama. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Supreme Court put on hold a lower court's ruling that Alabama must draw new congressional districts before the midterm elections.
A three-judge lower court had ruled the state likely violated the Federal Voting Rights Act by deluding black voters by not creating a second district representing their population. The Supreme Court will at a later date decide whether the map drawn by Alabama's Republican-controlled legislature violates the Voting Rights Act, but likely won't affect elections in the state until 2024. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
The Ohio Supreme Court has rejected for a second time the set of district maps drawn by the state house that retained strong majorities for Republicans as gerrymandered and sent them back to the drawing board. California is just one of a handful of states making changes to its mask rules.
The state will lift its indoor masking requirement for vaccinated people after February 15th. The unvaxxed will still be ordered to cover their face, and everyone, regardless of vaccination status, will have to wear a mask on public transit or inside nursing homes. Face covering mandates will also remain in place for school children in the classroom. California has seen a 65% drop in case rates since the peak during the wintertime Omicron surge.
Fox's Tom Graham. New Jersey and Connecticut are both lifting school mask mandates in the coming weeks, but are essentially leaving it up to local districts if they want to keep them in place. President Biden's science advisor, Dr. Eric Lander, has resigned hours after the White House confirmed that an internal investigation found credible evidence that he mistreated his staff. In a statement, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president accepted his resignation with gratitude for his work on the pandemic, the cancer moonshot, climate change, and other key priorities. President Biden again threatened sanctions against Russia if it takes military action against Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A police officer in Indiana is in stable condition after being shot.
Gary, Indiana Police Chief Brian Evans says Sergeant William Fizikas was driving down the road near where other officers were enforcing traffic violations when he saw one car hit another.
And then when he engaged, which is activating his lights to see what's going on, to render aid or whatever needs to happen, the individuals opened fire.
Fizikas, an officer for 32 years with the Violent Crimes Division, was shot in the left shoulder. Evans said he was in stable condition and transferred to a hospital in Chicago. One person is in custody, but police say a second person of interest remained at large. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai has given a controlled interview to a French newspaper about the social media posting that sparked a storm of international concern over her well-being. The newspaper says one of its reporters spoke to the tennis player on Sunday in a Beijing hotel in an hour-long interview organized through China's Olympic Committee with a Chinese official in the room. She said her post was taken out of context. In the post, she accused a high-ranking member of the Chinese Communist Party of sexual assault. Tributes in Britain as the Queen reaches an unprecedented milestone.
Fire! 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 A gun salute in Edinburgh, Scotland, marking 70 years since Elizabeth II became Britain's Queen. A similar ceremony was held in London. The 95-year-old Queen hit the milestone yesterday, becoming the first British monarch to celebrate a platinum jubilee. In a message to the public, she renewed a pledge she made aged 21 to devote her entire life to the service of the UK and the Commonwealth. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow added a point, the Nasdaq lost 82, the S&P minus 16. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.